listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, June 27th, 2017, getting on down to the end of the month here. And sure happy it's Thursday. And I'm still on the tail end of a bug that basically knocked me out yesterday, and I was just spent most of the day in bed here. But we're going to muddle our way through the show today. And we've got a lot to talk about. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Sam is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions. And obviously the big story, of course, was last night's first debate of the Democratic candidates for president in 2020. And because there are so many of them, they broke it up into two. They had half of them last night. The other half will be tonight. And basically, I can understand why Donald Trump was tweeting out boring, because it was the same old Democratic things, how we're going to grab the guns, how we're going to fight Mitch McConnell. And, you know, we're already kind of sick of hearing about this stuff and how far left the Democrats have become. So, interestingly enough, though, the surprise winner of the debates last night was Hawaii's own Tulsi Gabbard. Now, she did not get a lot of airtime. Most of the questions were thrown at Elizabeth Warren. NBC was clearly showing their bias. Half the time, she was outside the field of view of the cameras. But when it was all over, Google Analytics showed she was the most searched Democratic candidate after the debate. And that is very, very significant. And probably because she was the only person who came across as a real person instead of a well-rehearsed robot with the agenda for the left and getting it out there. And of course, Tulsi Gabbard is making opposition to the wars. That's her platform. And that's going to resonate with a lot of people. And so anyway, even though she's a relative unknown, I guess that's going to change right about now. She was the most searched candidate on Google by the time the debate ended. And so, yeah, she came on out here. And she was the most searched candidate on Google, with Senator Cory Booker a distant second. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. Joe in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Oh, quickly on your move to Indiana, that's going to be taking place in the next few months, you said, or end of the summer?
Yeah, basically the end of August, first part of September.
And you're only going to be off the air for a few days?
As few as I can. In fact, I'm setting up a laptop which will allow me to do the radio show when I'm mobile. And so, yeah, we're going to keep that going just as smoothly as we can.
Looks like you're still a magician, being off the air only a few days. Mike, have you heard anything? We had heard about that incident in the Black Sea with the Russians attacking that or using some sort of, what was it? It was EMP? Was it some sort of electronic warfare on that vessel in the Black Sea, the U.S. vessel in the Black Sea? And then that plane,
You're talking about the USS Donald Cook.
Yes, sir. And the
It was a Russian electronic warfare aircraft, and they just absolutely paralyzed the Donald Cook. And as I understand it, their crew was completely demoralized, and it was a demonstration of what Russia can do.
I mention this because there's a gentleman I listen to over in the UK in Bristol, Tony Gosling. He's known for his work on Bilderberg. He said that one of the reasons Trump pulled back is because Iran has a very significant EMP arsenal of its own.
It may be. I think, you know, I'm not buying the story about he was concerned about the 150 people who were going to be killed. I think that Trump may have pulled back when he realized that, yes, in fact, that drone had gone deeply into Iranian airspace. It was only 8 miles from the coast. And, of course, the so-called international limit is 12 miles. So it was definitely well inside Iranian airspace.
Right. Oh, last question. When will you have an address in Indiana, like, for people who want to send contributions and or gifts?
Well, the way we're planning on doing that is we're going to go through a process of shutting down Home Baked Entertainment here in Hawaii and restarting it as a business in Indiana. And so there'll be some overlap. So mail being sent to our postal address here will still be forwarded. PayPal donations, of course, are going to go straight on through. And again, we're trying to make sure that this is just going to work as smoothly as possible for everybody concerned, especially for my wife and I.
Right, exactly. All right, Mike, thank you so much. Have a nice weekend.
All right, thanks an awful lot here, and we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network, and we're going to take another phone call from Terry in California. Aloha, Terry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I think Tulsi Gabbard really screwed up with those final thoughts at the end. She just kind of repeated everything else that everybody else was saying instead of the number one issue should be the war. And she didn't mention the war at all in that final statement that she made at the end. And she should have made a bigger point out of, hey, who else in this field knows anything about war and has participated in the U.S. military? Probably nobody. That's all I want to say, Mike. Thanks.
All right. Well, you're absolutely right there, and her sum up probably could have been better, but hey, judging by Google Analytics, she won the debate. You know, either that or Donald
good.
Trump
I,
won
I wrote,
the debate.
I wrote Tulsi 2020 and said, hey, you got to change that final statement, because she didn't stand out at all on that, you know? She just didn't even mention the war. So anyway,
yeah, but but obviously she stood out, because that's what the Google search numbers are telling us. She was a relative unknown, yeah. And by the end of the night, everybody wanted to find out, who is Tulsi?
Well, she could have standing out more if she would have done that. But anyway, that's just my opinion. Thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. And it looks like Tulsi did a great job. And I'm sure that the other Democrats, not to mention the military-industrial complex, are a little upset about that here. But we're seeing it all over the place here. Article from ANC Report, Tulsi Gabbard cleaned up the first Democrat debate. And it says, watching the Democrat debate makes it clear why they lose. Everyone there played up a demographic niche, and there were no real people. The first words out of some of their mouths were qualifiers based on the as a complex. It was rehearsed as all get out. And Trump will eat these disconnected robot people. There was one exception. That was Tulsi Gabbard. She was the only one who did any real debating. She was the only one to challenge a position that is promoted by the majority of both parties. She's the only one to outline an issue that is actually up to the president, and that, of course, is foreign policy. So we may complain that she could have done things a little bit better, and that's easy for us to say because we're sitting in our easy chairs. But she did really well. She absolutely did. All right, we're going to take another phone call. David in Iceland, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello, Mike. I heard that the Global Hawk was used as a bait,
yes,
for the Iranians, and there was another electronic plane behind it with 30-something people behind it or in front of it.
Yes.
Did you hear about that?
Yes, I did hear about that. And it's one of the reasons I think the drone, the Global Hawk, was sent into Iranian airspace deliberately, because that second plane was there to get footage of those evil Iranians shooting down our very expensive toy.
Yeah, and I thought somewhere that they were thinking about, you know, getting the Iranians, you know, to shoot down the people as well. That's why Donald Trump did say on the press that no one died in the attack. So they were like okay. expecting someone to die. And that's why he backed off when he heard that no one died. Because if a plane would be shot down with Americans on board, we know that, you know, there would be war going on right now.
Oh, yeah, it would be full on, no question about that. And the Iranians prudently did not shoot down that plane with the passengers.
Yeah, that's what I heard. So that's at least one of the possibilities. Okay, so thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Getting on back to the debates here, NBC kind of flubbed the debates. They had this major technical meltdown during the second hour of the debate, and the new round of moderators, Chuck Todd and Rachel Maddow, and as they were speaking, audio from other open mics was leaking into the feed, distracting everyone on the stage as well as the hosts. And apparently it was voices from the control room. Nobody knew where it was coming from. NBC had to cut to commercials until they could figure out the problem and solve it here. So, good tech. What can I tell you here? Anyway, over at the Drudge Report website, they had an instant poll. And that poll shows that Representative Tulsi Gabbard was the overwhelming victor of the Democratic presidential debate, polling at almost 35%. Elizabeth Warren got just under 13.5%, and Julian Castro of Texas and Senator Cory Booker of New York were less than 5% each. So Tulsi did really, really good. And yeah. Another article, this from Reason.com. Tulsi Gabbard wrecks Dems with powerful anti-war debate answers. And it basically starts out saying that everybody on that stage was trying to out-socialist each other. And because of that, Tulsi Gabbard stood out as having a message saying, we need to get out of these wars and stay out of these wars. Now, Tulsi was asked whether she would rejoin the 2015 Iran nuclear deal, and she said yes. And she said that war with Iran would be worse than war with Iraq. And she went on to say Donald Trump and his chicken hawk cabinet, Mike Pompeo, John Bolton, and others, are creating a situation where a spark could light a war with Iran. Trump needs to get back into the Iran deal, swallow his pride, and put America first. Very, very strong words here. And apparently during the middle of the debate, Tulsi Gabbard basically went on the offensive against MSNBC for its very clear bias toward Elizabeth Warren. They gave her more face time than all the other candidates combined. They weren't giving hardly any time to Tulsi at all. So, yeah, they're trying to shove Elizabeth Warren at us. Good reason not to vote for her. Okay. NBC News came on out saying that the winner of last night's Democratic debate was Donald Trump. Had Tulsi not been there, I would agree. It wasn't really a strong showing. It was just more of the same nattering and gromishing that we hear from politicians every election cycle. Now, according to the Washington Post, just before the debate began, Reddit quarantined the pro-Trump forum, R the Donald, which had 750,000 users. And apparently, it was, again, social media is trying to control the discussion online. Now, past quarantines have been imposed on forums devoted to white supremacy, September 11th conspiracy theories, and videos of fatal violence. But in this case, it was a pro-Trump group. Just shut them down. Now, Donald Trump is finally paying attention to what's going on out there in social media and suggested that these tech giants like Google and Twitter are the greatest threat to the integrity of the 2020 presidential election. He said the anti-conservative bias among the companies had a greater impact in 2016 than any hypothetical Russian meddling. And Trump was on an interview on Fox Business, and he said, let me tell you, they're trying to rig the election. That's what we should be looking at, not that witch hunt, that phony witch hunt. He's absolutely right on that. All right, so let's get into the international news and the war zones here. Interesting little article. This one came out of Global Research saying that the main reason that the U.S. is pushing for war with Iran at this particular time, I mean, they've been pushing for war with Iran for years, but why they're doing it right now is because of falling oil prices and the awareness that a war with Iran will drive oil prices back up and increase profits for the oil companies. So that's why they're escalating confrontation with Iran in coordination with Israel and Saudi Arabia. That'll keep the bankers and the CEOs happy here. Another little article, this one from Global Research again, talking about how Donald Trump's foreign policy toward Iran basically amounts to a great deal of childishness. And it's not a subtle art. It's childish outrage and pressings, brinksmanship teasing, encouraging of war. And the result is the latest round of bile-filled spats between Iran and the United States, in that diplomacy has ceased to exist, becoming a theatrical show demanding the lowest admission fees. I like the way they phrase that one. And because of the latest round of sanctions the United States has placed on Iran, Iran has said, diplomacy's dead. We can't talk with you guys. Not as long as you're behaving like this. So Trump has deemed Ayatollah Ali Khamenei as ultimately responsible for the hostile conduct of the regime. There's been no hostile conduct other than defending themselves from the hostile conduct of the United States of America. Just amazing. All righty. France has sent a warning to the head of the Pentagon not to drag NATO into any potential military action against Iran. And apparently NATO's decided they don't want to have anything to do with this. And NATO is saying the alliance shouldn't be dragged into war in the Gulf. Guess they've had enough of that stuff here. So where are we going? What's going to happen with war with Iran? Well, it's going to be another Afghanistan. It's going to be another quagmire. It's going to be another standoff until finally the United States leaves, like they're leaving in Afghanistan. And worse, it will drive oil up to $250 a barrel. And again, it's a terrible foreign policy. It's a foreign policy that's being run primarily in the interest of Israel. And the oil companies and the bankers. Now, over in Palestine, Oman has announced they're going to open an embassy in the Palestinian territories. And I'm sure Israel's going to be screaming about that, because opening an embassy is Oman's way of saying they recognize the existence of a Palestinian state. And this, of course, is coinciding with the U.S.-led economic workshop in Bahrain. All right, we're going to take a break here for some commercials. And join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors. There should be music here. There it is.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And a quick reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network needs you. They need your support to stay on the air during this time when we are just dealing with a tsunami of lies. And I can't put it in more plain than that. If Republic Broadcasting goes away, what will you do? What will you do? So the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can do a debit or credit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719. Extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. The network thanks you. Okay, well, we had a caller, Angie, in Vermont, but she just dropped, which is a shame. And I hope she'll call back. Down in Venezuela, the government there is claiming they have foiled an attempted coup against Nicolas Maduro. They're accusing the United States of plotting to assassinate Maduro. And They're saying the U.S. colluded with Colombia and Chile in a plot to assassinate Maduro and install an army general in his place. I guess Guido is now definitely persona non grata here. And Caracas named John Bolton as one of the primary conspirators, saying that at least six alleged plotters had been arrested. And I imagine they're not having a very good time of it, because Maduro has pledged to be ruthless with his enemies, as he has to be. When you are a head of state and you've got people who are trying to take you out of power, you should be ruthless, Donald. So, anyway. All righty, let's get back to the story of E. Jean Carroll. E. Jean Carroll is a feminist and an author. She's got a book coming on out. And just when her book's coming on out, she has stepped forward to accuse Donald Trump of raping her 30 years ago at Bergdorf Goodman. And a lot of people are very suspicious of the story, primarily because there have been so many of these phony rape claims of late. And they say, you know, did she complain 30 years ago? Well, no. Why now? It's going to boost the book sales. But somebody who is a real TV geek pointed out that her story seems to have been lifted directly from the plot line of an episode of Law and Order Special Victims Unit. So that one's falling apart here. Over at the Supreme Court early today, they have okayed excessive partisan gerrymandering, giving politicians a green light to draw electoral districts that keep them in power indefinitely. Now, if you're unfamiliar with the term, gerrymandering is basically drawing the borders on district to bring in the most voters of your party and excluding the voters of the other party. And again, it's a way of making sure you'll be reelected and reelected and reelected. Some of these gerrymandering borders can look like fractals. That's how crazy they can be. But apparently there was a 5-4 decision, and Chief Justice John Roberts wrote that partisan gerrymandering was a political question beyond the reach of the court. There are no fair and manageable standards for judges to evaluate whether a gerrymander is constitutional. So that will continue to go on as well here. George Soros is getting his wallet out again, and apparently he's spending millions in our local political races. Just wants to reshape this nation in his image, or how he wants to see it's going to be, which of course is liberal, leading toward globalism, open borders. Again, it's the reason why there really ought to be strict limits on political donations, so the rich people can't just buy the country they want to have. And there used to be limits on political donations, campaign donations, for that very reason. So that we, the ordinary people with our much smaller wallets, had a voice in how the country was going to be run. And unfortunately, over the last few decades, all of those restrictions on spending by the wealthy have been removed, including that Citizens United decision, which means the ultra wealthy can outbid us in terms of what candidate is going to run, what candidate is going to win. They're literally buying the country out from underneath us. And it does need to stop. We have to find some way to stop it. Okay, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to take a phone call now from Philip in Virginia. Aloha, Philip. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Mike. What's on my mind is the utter contradictory rulings that you just covered from the Supreme Court today. The SCOTUS scum. Looks like they are paving the way for, you know, the illegals to be able to meddle in our election again with the contradictory opinion that rejected the Commerce Secretary's request for the citizenship question. If you listen to the, if you read the opinions of the two cases, the citizenship question and the gerrymandering question, they're interrelated. And yes, you got to read between the lines. You know, what they said about the gerrymandering or what they said about the citizenship question, it applies to the other side as well. They said that with regards to the citizenship question, well, they were questioning the motive of the Commerce Secretary's request to add this. Well, what about the motive of the people who want all these illegals to steal our election again? You know, they're completely overlooking that. You know, so it's just a joke. It's a contradiction. And the president, it has full every right to add that question. The census falls beneath the executive branch, and I don't even know why that the Commerce Secretary even brought this case to the Supreme Court. The president has the authority to just do it.
Yes, he does. And I agree. We have to have a citizenship question because, you know, those district borders, the gerrymandering borders, are drawn according to what they think the voters are going to be, Democrat or Republican. And if they're including the illegal immigrants as Democratic voters, the borders are going to be very, very different. They are just giving this country away.
Yeah, yep. And like I said, the rulings today were a major, massive contradiction and demonstration of hypocrisy, because what they said about the gerrymandering could apply to the citizenship question and vice versa. I mean, it's just these supposed learned legal eagle superior minds of the Supreme Court. And I mean, even a child could see the hypocrisy of their opinions today. But anyway, on a lighter note, Mike, are you going to import your when you move to Indiana, are you going to import your greeting from Hawaii over there, or are you going to I'm interested to see how you answer the phone when you move. Are you going to come over with the Midwest flair and say, howdy, what's on your mind?
I'm thinking about that quite a bit here, and I realize I can't go on saying Aloha America either at show start or when we answer the phone. So it all depends where we wind up. I mean, if we wind up in the town of Santa Claus, I may answer the show, ho, ho, ho.
Well, I appreciate your sense of humor on your program as well. So, but anyways, that's all I got, and have a great show.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to switch over to right. Art Off the Grid. Aloha, Art. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You know, continuing on this whole thing with the censorship question, what I found absolutely ludicrous, I don't know if that's the right word to use, was this comment that question on the census would not allow for an accurate population count. And I thought to myself, and it took me all of about 2 seconds to figure this out, if you ask on the question, are you a citizen of the United States, the answer yes or no. You take all the yeses and you put them in this pile. You take all the noes, you put them in this pile. And then you count the two piles and you add them together. And now you got an accurate population count. What the hell's the damn problem?
Well, the problem is, of course, that only the ones who are citizens are supposed to be counted. Because if you go back to your Constitution, that is the whole purpose of the censor, censorship system. Is to basically count the number of voters to draw the congressional districts. And people who are in those districts who are not citizens are not supposed to be counted for that purpose.
Yeah, but here's my point. If you let them answer the question, if they'll answer honestly, now you have two different piles. You get an accurate population count, but you're only going to go off of the population count of the actual citizens and build everything based on that number. But at the same time, you also have a full account of how many people actually make up the full population. But you also now you have the address of a whole bunch of people that are here illegally. See how
yes.
that works?
Yep.
You see why that's a good thing to have that question on there?
Yeah, I agree.
And it took me all of 2 seconds to figure that out. Now, why in the hell are these clowns that are so highly educated with their law degrees and every damn thing else they got sitting up there in Washington thinking they're so damn smart, but yet a dumb, ignorant country boy who got his GED in prison figured this out in 2 seconds?
You need to understand when the census is being done. Originally, the census was just a head count. And I think what's going on here is the people who are opposed to the citizenship question in the census are obviously those who are counting on illegal immigrants being allowed to vote. And
exactly.
Now, the Supreme Court did not end this issue. They didn't decide one way or the other. They said the arguments weren't really clear one way or the other, and they sent it back to the lower court. So this issue has not been resolved.
Well, if they'd actually went by the Constitution, they could have solved it real quick by simply saying, yes, that's a legitimate question because of the situation we have now with the demographics that we have today, today's world. That is a good question because it will give us an accurate representation of who's who, what's what, and then we can go with that. But no, they don't want to do that. They want that open-door policy, open borders, come in, you know, and just we're just going to give the country away. That's what's going to happen here. We're going to give it away to a bunch of people that don't deserve it. And, you know, that whole deal with that drowning down there, everybody wants to blame Trump. I blame the parents.
Yep.
This is what it's come to. And if we don't put an end to this, we are in trouble. And I'm telling you what, Mike, that debate last night, I couldn't stop laughing.
Okay.
For the entertainment value alone, it was worth watching because we have got a gaggle of clowns up there last night. Tonight, I bet you, is going to be absolutely off the chains hilarious with some of the stupid that we heard last night. I can only imagine the stupid we're going to hear tonight from the top 10 contenders. Anyway, thanks, Mike. Have a great one.
All right, thanks an awful lot, Art. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open again. Now, the House Oversight Committee has voted to subpoena Kellyanne Conway for alleged ethics violations, and it's setting up another war, if you will, with the White House over whether they can do this or not. Apparently, she is being accused of violations of the Hatch Act. Now, the Hatch Act was passed in 1939, and it limits partisan political activities of federal employees and the Office of Special Counsel. A separate one from Robert Mueller is investigating her for having engaged in that. So apparently the White House is saying Conway was absolutely immune from the congressional testimonial process and would be declining the invitation. So we'll see what's going to happen there. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here to Fred in Iowa. Aloha, Fred. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. When Art Off the Grid called in, and, you know, people say, and Stadmiller asked, you know, what do you do? Action, action. Okay, I'll tell you what the hell I done. This little old puke in Iowa. And it's cost me trouble. All right. When that census guy come to my door, I wouldn't let him in my house. And then I took out two lawn chairs and I talked to him for about 45 minutes. He lived in California, but he moved to Iowa. And a circuitous argument he gave all the way on through. And I said, you don't need to know this. The government doesn't need to know this. So, but he just went on and on.
Some of those questions are very, very intrusive. And a lot of people are upset with that because, again, under the Constitution, all the census is supposed to do is count the voters living in a district to draw the district boundaries.
I know that, but what people don't realize, because they're so cotton-picking and stupid, is they're taking all the information. They know where in the hell you're at, where you sleep, where you break wind. But unless you fight back some, now take the smart meter. Two guys come up there, an older guy and a younger guy, and, we need to change your meter, and it'll take about 19 or 20 seconds, you know. And I shook my finger in their face, and I said, no smart phone. I said, and they was for there, and I said, well, get on the internet and look up about these smart meters. And they were baffled, and the young guy, I don't know whether he was taking it in or not, but hell, get off your cowardly asses and do something. And I got one more thing to say. 4.5 years I've been on RBN, and I think I've wasted a lot of my time and my life. But going into Elizabeth Warren and Susie Orman, that manages your money and your account, well, on PBS, all I've seen, because I've got antenna TV, is homosexual filth day and night on PBS. And they talk about mass media, but our Republic, or RBN, not RBN, but public television is just lying stupid to watch. And most people get their information from the idiot box. Anyhow, Susie Orman helped Elizabeth Warren, and they were okaying each other. And Orman was caught in fraud, and I watched the videos and the write-ups and everything like that. And still, 2 months ago, they had on a marathon, you know, when PBS collects money. So I'm telling you, people just, they don't want to know the truth. And I know I'm bitching, but anyhow, have a good day and good luck in Indiana.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to Rick in Arizona. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, well, it was a week ago today I called in, and I said that there'll be no war against Iran. And I'm also going to go a little farther and say that I think Trump will break out some scotch tape and tape up that treaty that he tore up. Because as far as that war getting canceled, whether there was even one scheduled or not, I can tell you with confidence that the Navy won't do it. Okay? The Navy has the final word on this. They're the one that are on. They're the one that are in the theater of war, not some draft dodger in Washington D.C. There's more to this than people think, and for people to think that Trump canceled this, I would make a sizable wager that's not the case. I think that the Navy and the NSA is behind this, and they've been messing with the GPS over in Israel a little bit, and I think that's just a little their messaging to Israel that. Big Wasp is not going to let them start a war with Iran.
Well, maybe. Maybe. I still think war with Iran is coming. There are too many people who want it. And I think what it is they've botched the false flags that were going to get that war going. And so now they're going to sort of wait a little bit until Americans forget about what's been going on. Then we'll get hit with another one. In fact, I would not be surprised if something happened on the 4th of July.
Well, anything's possible, but there's one thing that has not happened before. We, our fighter pilots, are not in the business of dogfighting. In fact, they haven't ever been in any airspace where they're subject to being shot down, really. I mean, going into Iraq, they know for sure they had nothing to shoot them down. Afghanistan,
yes.
Libya. You know, our pilots, I don't think, are down for this. I think there's grumbling about them not. This is, they didn't sign up for this kind of stuff. Because breaking into that airspace, you're going to get shot down. And as far as what, launching missiles from a battleship? I don't know. Iran can launch missiles from the ground to your battleship. I'm still going to say this war is going to not happen. I think Trump is going to go back to the bargaining table with the help of the media to make it look like he's a real, you know, he's a real statesman. But they're going to go back and they're going to sew up this nuclear agreement because the stakes are way too high. And I don't think there's enough people in the theater of war that are down for this war. So thanks for taking my call, Mike.
Well, that's certainly the word we were getting from the leadership at the Pentagon, that they don't think this war with Iran is a really good idea. But this wouldn't be the first time that an administration basically ignored the advice of the military and proceeded ahead with a really bad mistake. So I still think it's going to happen. Obviously, I disagree with Rick. It's just a question of they have to come up with something to convince the American people this is just and moral and necessary. We've got to take another break for commercials. We'll be back with another caller after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Okay. Yeah, here we go. Aloha, welcome back to the show here. We have a caller waiting on the line, Morgan in Florida. Aloha, Morgan, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, no, it's not Morgan, it's Mo, Mike.
Oh, okay.
I got a question, but before I...
Hello? Mo, are you there? Okay, it seems we've had a little technical glitch there. He dropped. Okay, all right, so... as you know, the NSA has been scandalized by the unwarranted surveillance of U.S. phone calls and text messages. And apparently it has now happened a second time. It took place last October, occurring several months after the NSA said it had purged hundreds of millions of metadata records it had amassed since 2015 due to a separate episode of what they call overcollection. So apparently the ACLU obtained the documents reviewed by the Wall Street Journal as part of a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit involving the surveillance program. I think it's time that Congress step on in and basically limit the scope of what the NSA can do. Because they've gone rogue. They have this capability of spying on us all, and they figure, well, yeah, as long as we can do that, let's just go ahead and do that. No, there is that Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. Okay. Let's turn to the economic news here a little bit. Trump came on out with yet another threat of more tariffs on $300 billion in Chinese goods coming into the United States. And threatened that unless Chinese President Xi Jinping agreed to meet with him at the G20 meeting, which is just getting underway in Osaka, Japan. And Trump is saying, got to hammer out a trade deal favorable to Washington. And he's out there saying that his plan B with China is to reduce business with China. He's going to do additional tariffs. He's just going to lock down trade between China and the United States of America. And by the way, it's already happening because China's farm imports from the United States have just fallen into the basement. Chinese buyers shift supply chains out of the U.S. to other countries because of the deepening trade war. Now, that's obviously bad economics, but it may in the long run be a good thing, because don't forget, toward the end of this year, we're going to be looking at some major food shortages because of all that Midwestern flooding, which is just totally out of control. We ought to be keeping the food that we produce in this country, because the American people are definitely going to be needing that, not to mention all the illegal immigrants. Okay, we're going to take another break here, this one for station identification. We'll be right back after these few words.
Reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.